بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهداه. أما بعد، فإن الدعوة السلفية هي الدعوة إلى ما بعث الله به نبيه محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام، هي الدعوة إلى التمسك بالقرآن العظيم والسنة المطهرة. هذه الدعوة السلفية، الدعوة إلى سير المنهج الذي درج عليه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في المدينة، في مكة ثم المدينة، من إبلاغ الدعوة إلى المسلمين وغيرهم، توجيه الناس إلى الخير، تعليمهم ما بعث الله به نبيا من توحيد الله والإخلاص له والإيمان برسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وترك الإخلاص بالله عز وجل، والقيام بما أمر الله به ورسوله، وترك ما نهى الله عنه ورسوله. هذه الدعوة السلفية، وعليها درج أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد وفاته ساروا على نهجه في الدعوة إلى توحيد الله وإنكار الشرك وتوجيه الناس إلى توحيد الله في أقوالهم وأعمالهم، كما أمرهم الله بذلك في قوله عز وجل: يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم، وفي قوله سبحانه: واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا، وفي قوله سبحانه: وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. فالرسول دعا إلى هذا.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the bestower of mercy, may the prayers and peace of Allah be upon Allah's messenger and upon his family members and companions and those who are guided with his guidance, as to what follows. Verily, the da'wah salafiyya, it is the da'wah to that with which Allah sent his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the da'wah to clinging to the magnificent Qur'an and to the pure sunnah. This is a da'wah salafiyya. It is a da'wah to traversing upon the methodology which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traversed upon in Mecca and then in Medina, from conveyance of this da'wah to the Muslims and to other than them, and guiding mankind to the good, instructing them in that which Allah has sent his prophet with, from tawheed of Allah and purity of worship for him, and having iman in the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and abandoning association of partners with Allah azza wa jal, and establishing that which Allah has commanded him with and his messenger, and abandoning that which Allah has prohibited from and also his messenger. This is a da'wah salafiyya, and upon it traverse the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after his death, traversed upon this methodology in da'wah to the tawheed of Allah and repudiating shirk and guiding mankind to the tawheed of Allah in their statements and in their actions, just as Allah has commanded them with in his statement azza wa jal: Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ubudu rabbukum, O mankind, worship your Lord. Surah Baqarah, verse 21. And in his statement, Subhanah, wa'budu Allah wa la tushriku bihi shay'a, worship Allah and do not associate anything in worship with him. Surah An-Nisa, verse 36. And in his statement, Subhanah, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُودُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ هُنَافَى وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ الدِّينُ قَيِّمَةَ. And Allah says, and they were not commanded with anything except that they worship Allah purely and sincerely, singling him out in worship, and to establish the salah and to pay the zakah, and that is the upright religion. Surah Al-Bayyinah, verse 5. So the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he called to this.
وكان المشركون يتعلقون بالقبور بالأموات بالأصنام والأشجار والأحجار، يدعونها، يتمسحون بها، يتبركون بها، يستشفعون بها، يذبحون لها، ينذرون لها، فنهاهم عن ذلك عليه الصلاة والسلام، وأخبرهم أنها لا تنفع ولا تضر، وأن الواجب إخلاص العبادة لله وحده. فقال: يا قوم قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا. فلما فتح الله عليه مكة بعد الهجرة كسر الأصنام وهدم الأجزاء، كان سدرة تعبد، وهدم منات، وكان صخرة تعبد، وهدم اللات وكان شعبة الصالح وكافد جميع الأصنام كسرها وبعث إلى القبائل الرؤساء يدعوهم إلى توحيد الله ويأمرهم في صرف عبادة الأصنام والأوثان والأولياء والأنبياء والملائكة. العبادة حق الله وحده، لأن الله سبحانه يقول وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون، ويقول سبحانه ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت. ما نعبد الله وحد الله، يعني خص بالعبادة، هو الذي يدعى يرجى يسأل يسجد له يرفع له يذبح له ينذر له. أما القبور فلا يتعلق بها، لا يبنى عليها لا مساجد ولا غيرها، ولا يدعى أهلها من دون الله، ولا يستغاث بهم، ولا يطلب منهم الشفاعة. الشفاعة لله وحده، قل لله الشفاعة جميعا.
And the mushrikun were infatuated with the graves and with the dead and with idols and with trees and stones, calling upon them, rubbing them, seeking blessings from them, seeking intercession with them, sacrificing for them, and making vows for them. So he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forbade them from that and informed them that these things will not benefit nor will they bring harm, and that it is obligatory to make worship purely for Allah alone. And he said, O my people, say La ilaha illallah and you will be successful. So when Allah opened Mecca after the Hijrah, he smashed the idols and he destroyed Al-Uzza, which was a tree that was worshipped, and he destroyed Manat, which was a stone that was worshipped, and he destroyed Al-Lat, which was a false god that was worshipped in the city of Al-Ta'if. Likewise, all of the idols, he smashed them, and he sent emissaries to all of the tribes and all of their leaders, calling them to the Tawheed of Allah and commanding them to abandon the worship of idols and false deities and the awliya, as well as the prophets and the angels. So worship is a right that is exclusively for Allah alone, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, and I have not created the jinn and mankind except that they should worship me. Surah Ad-Dariyat, verse 56. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةِ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ, and verily we have sent to every nation a messenger saying, worship Allah and avoid the false deities. Surah An-Nahl, verse 36. And the meaning of i'budullah, worship Allah, is single out Allah, meaning that you specify Him with your irada. And He is the one who is called upon. He is the one who is hoped in. He is the one who is asked. He is the one who is prostrated to and bowed to and sacrificed for and vowed to. As for the graves, then they are not to be worshipped. They are not to be built upon, whether it is a masjid or other than it. And they are not to be called upon, nor are its inhabitants to be called upon instead of Allah. Nor are they to be sought help from, nor should one seek intercession with them, because intercession is for Allah alone. As Allah says, قُلِ اللَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا, say, the intercession is for Allah, all of it. Surah Az-Zumar, verse 44.
قال انكر الله على المشركين في قوله سبحانه ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ويقولون هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله, فانكر الله عليهم بقوله ولا تنبئون الله بما لا يعلم في السماوات ولا الارض سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون. وقال سبحانه فاعبد الله مخلصا له الدين الا لله الدين الخالص. ثم قال سبحانه ولن يتخذوا من دوني اولياء ما نعبدهم الا ان يقربونا منه, يزعمون انهم عبدوهم بالتقليد, يقول ما نعبدهم الا ان يقربونا الى الله سبحانه, اننا عبدنا اللات والعزى والانبياء والملائكه ودعوناهم واستغفرنا بهم الا ان يقربونا منه. فانكر الله عليهم ذلك واكذبهم. فقال سبحانه ان الله يحكم بينهم فيما هم فيه يختلفون ان الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار. بين سبحانه ان كذب بقوله منها انها تقربها زلفى, كفر بعبادته الأصنام والملائكة والأنبياء.
And Allah repudiated the mushrikeen in His Subhanahu wa Ta'ala statement, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. He says, and they worship besides Allah that which will not harm them, nor will it benefit them, and they say, these are our intercessors with Allah. Surah Yunus, verse 18. So Allah repudiated them with His statement, قُلْ أَتُنَبِّئُونَ اللَّهَ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. He says that which is translated to mean, say, will you inform Allah with that which He does not know in the heavens nor in the earth? Glorify and exalted be Allah above what they associate as partners with Him. Surah Yunus, verse 18. And He, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, said, فَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصَ اللَّهُ الدِّينَ أَلَى لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ, which is translated to mean, and worship Allah purely and sincerely for Him in your religion. Is not for Allah the pure religion? Surah Zumar, verse 3. Then He, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, said, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ مَا نَعْبُدُوهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. That which is translated to me, and those who take besides Him, awliya, they say, we do not worship them except that they may bring us nearer to Allah and station. Surah Az-Zumar, verse 3. They assume that they worship them to draw nearer to Allah. So they say, we do not worship them except that they may bring us closer to Allah and station. Meaning, we do not worship Al-Lat and Uzza and the prophets and the angels and call upon them and seek help from them except that they may draw us nearer to Allah and station. So Allah repudiated that and He belied them in that. So He, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ فِي مَكْ هُمْ فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَحْدِي مَنْ هُوَ كَاذِبٌ كَفَّارٌ. That which is translated to mean, verily Allah will judge between them and that wherein they differ. Verily Allah will not guide the one who is a liar and a disbeliever. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala clarified that they are liars with their statement that they draw nearer to Allah and station, and they are disbelievers with their worship of the idols and the angels and the prophets.
فلا يجوز أن يؤتى صاحب القبر يقول يا سيدي فلان انصرني أو اغثني أو اصلح حاجتي أو اشفع لي أو أنا في جواري, كل هذا ممكن, كل هذا من الشرك الأكبر. في حياته لا بأس, أبو حي يا فلان اشفع لي, مثل ما كان الصحابة حاجتي يقول اشفع لنا يا رسول الله, ادعو الله لنا, كان يستغيث لهم إذا أسلموا في خطر الجمعة أو في غيرها, وكان يدعو لهم لا بأس في حياته. وآخر يوم القيامة إذا بعثه الله يشفع للناس يوم القيامة, أما بعد موته في البرزخ فلا يدعى لا هو ولا غيره من الأنبياء ولا الملائكة ولا الصالحون, لا يدعون منها الله ولا يستغاثوا بهم. يعني تقول يا رب اغفر لي, يا رب ارحمني, يا رب اصلح قلبي, يا رب ارزقني, يا رب فرج غربتي, يا رب اصلح اولادي, يا رب انصرني على عدوي, يا رب شفع لي نبيك, يا رب اجعلني من اهل شفاعة نبيك عليه الصلاة والسلام, يا رب وفق لي طاعته واتباع شريعته. هكذا تقول كفر ربك. هذا هو الطريق الصحيح, هذه الطريقة السلفية من درج عليها الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ودرج عليها اصحابه رضي الله عنهم, هم التابعون بعدهم باحسان درجوا على هذا.
So it is not permissible that the companion of the grave be come to so that one says, O my master, such and such, help me, or give me rain, or satisfy my need, or intercede for me, or I am in your presence. All of this is munkar. All of this is from the greater forms of shirk. In his lifetime, then there's no problem with this. Then he says, O such and such, intercede for me. such as the companions used to do during the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would say, "Intercede with us, O Messenger of Allah. Make dua for us." So he would seek rain for them when they were drought-stricken in the Khutbat al-Jumu'ah or other than it. So he would make dua for them. So there's no problem if it is in his lifetime. Likewise, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when Allah sends him forth to intercede for people on Yawm al-Qiyamah. As for after his death in al-Barzakh, then he is not to be called upon, neither him nor other than him from amongst the prophets, nor the angels, nor the righteous are they to be called upon along with Allah, nor is rain to be sought with them. However, you say, "My Lord, forgive me. My Lord, have mercy upon me. My Lord, rectify my heart. O my Lord, provide for me. O my Lord, remove my grief. O my Lord, make my children righteous. O my Lord, help me against my enemies. O my Lord, give me the intercession of your prophet. O my Lord, make me from amongst those who receive the intercession of your prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O my Lord, give me the tawfiq to obey you and to follow your sharia." This and other such statements should you say so that you ask your Lord. This is the correct method. This, it is the Salafi path which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam traversed upon, and his companions radiallahu anhum traversed upon, and then those who followed them in righteousness traversed upon his path after them.
وكان الصحابة ومن بعدهم يدعون إلى هذا الطريق كنصف كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وإلى أخلاص العبادة لله وحده، لا يدعى معه ملك مقرب ولا نبي مرسل ولا صاحب قبر ولا جني ولا شجر ولا صنم ولا غير ذلك. العبادة حق الله وحده. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء. مع الإيمان بأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم هو خاتم الأنبياء لا نبي بعده، أرسله الله لنا الشافع في الجن والإنس. لابد من هذا الإيمان أن تؤمن بأن محمد بن عبد الله بن عبد المطلب الهاشمي العربي المكي ثم المدني هو رسول الله حق عليه الصلاة والسلام، وهو أفضل خلق هو سيد ولد آدم. تؤمن بهذا وتؤمن أن الله أرسله إلى الناس عامة الجن والإنس، من أجاب دعوته واتبع ما جاء به فله الجنة، ومن حاد عن سبيله فله النار. هو خاتم الأنبياء ليس بعده نبي، من ادعى النبوة بعد ذلك القاديانية يكون كافرا، لأن الله سبحانه يقول: "ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجاله ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام". وقد تواترت الأحاديث عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه خاتم الأنبياء، يقول إني خاتم الأنبياء لا نبي بعدي عليه الصلاة والسلام.
The companions and those who are after them called to this way, to clinging to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to purity and worship for Allah alone, so that none besides Him is called upon along with Him, whether it is an angel brought near or a prophet sent as a messenger or the companion of a grave, neither jinn nor tree nor idol nor other than that. Ibadah is a right that is exclusively for Allah alone, as Allah says, "Ya ayyuhan nasu ubudu rabbukum," O mankind, worship your Lord. And Allah Ta'ala says, "Wama khalaqul jinna wal insa illa liya'budun," and I've not created the jinn and mankind except that they should worship me. And Allah Ta'ala said, "Wama umiru illa liya'budullaha mukhlisina lahu ad-din hunafa," and they were not commanded except that they should worship Allah purely and sincerely, making their religion only for Him. This, along with Iman and the fact that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the seal of the prophets, there's no prophet after him. Allah Ta'ala sent him to the creation, all of it, to jinn and to mankind. So it is a must that one have Iman in this, that you believe that Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, Ibn Abd al-Muttalib, al-Hashimi, al-Arabi, al-Makki, thum al-Madani, that he is the Messenger of Allah in truth, alayhi salatu wassalam, and that he is the best of the creation, and that he is the master of the children of Adam. That you believe in this, and that you believe that Allah sent him to the creation in general. to jinn and to mankind. And whoever responds to his da'wah and follows that with which he came, then he will enter the Jannah. And whoever hinders men from the path of Allah, then he will enter the fire. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the seal of the prophets. There is no prophet after him. And whoever claims prophethood after him, such as the Qadianiyah, then he is a kafir. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَى أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. That which is translated to mean, Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, but he is the messenger of Allah, and he is the seal of the prophets. So Al-Ahzab, verse 40. So it has also been reported, the ahadith have been reported in a mutawatir fashion, a consecutive fashion, from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is the seal of the prophets. He said, "Verily, I am the seal of the prophets. There is no prophet after me, sallallahu alaihi wasallam."
ثم من تمام الدعوة السلفية طاعة الله ورسوله في الأوامر فهم الصلاة صلي كما شرع الله تشرك كما شرع الله تصوم كما شرع الله تحج كما شرع الله تبر والديك تصل أرحامك تدعو إلى الله بالعلم والهدى تأمر بالمعروف تنهى عن المنكر بالأسلوب الحسن بالرفق والحكمة تدع المعاصي كالزنا والعقوق والربا قطيعة الرحم شرب المسكر إلى غيرها من المعاصي فدعوات حذرها طاعة لله وتعظيما لله واتباع للشريعة تربي ثوابه وتسلاقها كل هذا داخل الدعوة السلفية.
Then from the completion of Ad-Da'wah al-Salafiyyah is obedience to Allah and His Messenger by enacting the commands and leaving the prohibitions. The Salah, that you pray in a manner which Allah has legislated, that you give zakah in a manner which Allah has legislated, that you fast in a manner which Allah has legislated, that you make hajj in a manner which Allah has legislated, that you be righteous to your parents, that you join the ties of kinship, that you call to Allah with knowledge and right guidance, that you command the good and you forbid the evil in a manner which is hasan, which is good, with kindness and with wisdom, that you leave off acts of disobedience such as zina and lewdness and riba and cutting the ties of kinship and drinking intoxicants and so on and so forth from acts of disobedience, that you leave them and that you beware of them out of obedience to Allah and the glorification of Allah and following His Sharia, that you have hope in His reward, that you fear His punishment. All of this enters into Ad-Da'wah al-Salafiyyah.
أما الشيخ محمد رحمه الله فهو إمام عالم دعا إلى الله عز وجل دعا إلى هذه الطريقة. كان رحمة الله عليه في نجد في الحرين لما أبيه من بلاد نجد ثم انتقل إلينا كذلك وهي بلدة معروفة قرب الدرعية فتعلم العلم وتفقه في الدين ثم سافر الحرمين وتعلم في مكة والمدينة ثم شرح الله صلى الله في الدعوة السلفية. كان أهل نجد يتعلق بعضهم بالأوثان بالقبور بالأشياء والأحجار كما هو واقع في بلدان كثيرة. فشرح الله صلى الله لحقيقة التوحيد وللدعوة السلفية التي ترجع عليها الرسول وأصحابه. فلما شرح صدره لهذا الأمر وعرف أدلته دعا إلى هذا دعا قومه ودعا الناس في نجد إلى توحيد الله. وكان في نجد قبر لزيد بن الخطاب أخي عمر رضي الله عنه في جبيلة قبر الدرعية يدعى ويعبد من دون الله. كانت هناك أشجار وأحجار تعبد من دون الله فنهى عن هذا ونهى عن التعلق بالأموات والقبور والأشجار والأحجار وأخبره أن هذا شرك بالله وأن الله بعث نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم يدعو إلى توحيد الله ويمكن هذا الشرك وأن الصحابة كذلك. فدعا إلى الله في نجد في الرياض في الدعية أولا في حرينة ثم في عيينة ثم انتقل إلى الدعية وساعده محمد بن سلول أمين الدعية على ذلك واستمر في الدعوة إلى توحيد الله والإخلاص له واتباع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهدم القباب التي على القبور وقطع الأشياء التي تبنوا لله، وهدم القبة التي على قبر زيد بن الخطاب، إلى غير هذا من آثار الشرك. فأعانه الله على ذلك، وأعانه الأمير محمد بن سعود، ثم أرسل بعده جزاهم الله خيرا، ولم يزال عونا للسعيد إلى يومنا هذا، يدعون إلى الله ويساعدون أهل العلم في الدعوة إلى توحيد الله وإنكار الشرك وإقامة الدين.
As for the Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, then he was an imam, he was an alim, a scholar, and he called to Allah Azza wa Jal. He called to this path. He, may Allah have mercy upon him, was in the town of Najd in Huraymala, which is from the lands of Najd, and then he migrated to Unayza. Likewise, this was a land which was close to Diriyya. So he learned the knowledge and he acquired fiqh of the religion. Then he traveled to the two harams and he learned in Mecca and in Medina. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened his breast to a da'wah to Salafiyyah. The people of Najd, they were infatuated with the worship of idols and graves and trees and stones, just as had occurred in many of the Muslim lands. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened his chest to the reality of Tawheed and to a da'wah Salafiyyah, upon which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions traversed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he opened his breast to this matter and he made him recognize the Adilla, and he called to this. So he called his people, and he called the people in Najd to the Tawheed of Allah. And the people of Najd, or in the town of Najd, there was the grave of Zayd ibn al-Khattab, who was the brother of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in Al-Jubayla, which was near to Diriyya. He was called upon, this grave was called upon and worshipped as opposed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there was also there trees and stones which were worshipped other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he, rahimahullah, forbade them from that, and he forbade them from the infatuation of worship of the dead and the graves and the trees and the rocks. And he informed them that this is shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal. And he informed them that Allah sent his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to call to the Tawheed of Allah, and he rebuked this shirk. And that the companions did likewise. So he called to Allah in the town of Najd in Diriyya first, and then he called in Huraymala, and then he called in Unayza, and then he moved or migrated to Diriyya, and Muhammad ibn Sa'ud, the Amir of Diriyya, aided him upon that. He continued in a da'wah to the Tawheed of Allah and his purity of worship for him alone, and following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he destroyed the shrines which were built and erected upon the graves, and he cut down the trees which were worshipped as opposed to Allah, and he destroyed the shrine which was built upon the grave of Zayd ibn al-Khattab, and other than that, from those signposts of shirk. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watched over him and aided him in that, and also the Amir Muhammad ibn Sa'ud watched over him and aided him in that. Likewise, the family of Sa'ud after him watched over him and watched over his progeny. May Allah reward all of them. And they continue in the aid of this Tawheed up until this day of ours, calling to Allah and aiding and assisting the people of knowledge in their da'wah to the Tawheed of Allah and repudiating shirk and establishing the religion of Allah.
هذا هو الشيخ رحمه الله، إمام عالم سلفي العقيدة، يدعو إلى توحيد الله وإلى اتباع شريعته، وينهى عن الشرك والبدع والخرافات والمعاصي، مثل ما كان الصحابة يدعو إلى الله، مثل ما كان الشافعي وأحمد بن حنبل ومالك وغيرهم من أئمة الإسلام يدعو إلى توحيد الله وإخلاصه، مثل ما كان شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية في زمانه في القرن السابع والثامن، ابن القيم رحمه الله في القرن الثامن، وابن كثير وأتباعهم يدعون إلى الله، هو على طريقهم رحمه الله. فهو سلفي إمام يدعو إلى توحيد الله وطاعة الله واتباع شريعته. وأما أعداؤه من القبوريين الذين يرمونه بأنه مبتدع أو أنه يغض الأولياء، هذا باطل، يكذبون عليه مثل ما كذبوا على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى غيره. فهو يدعو إلى توحيد الله ويدعو إلى اتباع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، يدعو إلى الحق والهدى، يدعو إلى الإخلاص لله وترك البدع والخرافات التي بلي بها كثير من الناس. فهو إمام مهتدي موفق يدعو إلى توحيد الله وطاعته ويدعو إلى العقيدة السلفية. وهكذا أنصاره من الإسلام ومن العلماء والأخيار كلهم دعاة إلى الحق.
So this is the da'wah of the Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, may Allah have mercy upon him, an imam, the scholar, one who was Salafi in his aqidah. He called to the tawheed of Allah and to the following of his sharia, and he forbade from shirk and innovations and superstitions and disobedience, just as the companions called to the tawheed of Allah, just as Imam al-Shafi'i and Ahmad ibn Hanbal and Malik and other than them from the Imams of Islam called to the tawheed of Allah and to purity of worship for him alone. Just as Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah in his era in the 7th and 8th generation called to the tawheed of Allah. Likewise, Ibn Qayyim, may Allah have mercy upon him, in the 8th generation, and Ibn Kathir and their likes called to the tawheed of Allah. He was upon their methodology, may Allah have mercy upon him. He was Salafi, an imam who called to the tawheed of Allah and to the obedience of Allah and to the following of his sharia. As for his enemies, from those who were grave worshippers, those who accuse him of being an innovator or hating the awliya, then all of that is batil. It is all falsehood. They were lies upon him, just as they lied upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and upon other than him. So he called to the tawheed of Allah, and he called to the following of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He called to the truth and to guidance, and he called to purity and worship for Allah alone, and for abandoning innovations and superstitions, those which were afflicting many of the people. And he was an imam who was guided and who had been given tawfiq. He called to Allah, and he called to the tawheed of Allah and to his obedience. He called to the Salafi aqidah, and the family of Saud aided him in that. And from the ulama and those elite individuals, all of them were callers to the truth.
أما تسمية الوهابية هذا لقبهم به أعداؤهم للتنفيذ. فهم محمدية. هو محمد وهم عبد الوهاب. هو محمد ابن عبد الوهاب أبو اسمه عبد الوهاب. فصاروا يقال محمدية لأنه محمد والنبي محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. فهم من أتباع محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. لكن أعداؤهم من الجهال أو الذين قلدوا الجهال أو قلدوا الأعداء سموهم الوهابية جهلا أو عنادا وتنفيرا من الحق. فينبغي للعاقل أن يعتر بهذا اللقب الذي يعنيهم به الأعداء ويقول أنهم أعداء للدين أو أنهم أعداء للحق أو أنهم البدعة. كل هذا باطل. الوهابية تبعاة الحق، تبعاة للسلفية، تبعاة لما كان عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وما كان عليه الصحابة ومن بعدهم من أئمة الإسلام كالشيخ محمد بن الوهاب وذريته وأتباعه إلى يومنا هذا يدعون إلى توحيد الله وإلى اتباع شريعته وينهون عن الشرك بالله وعن البدع التي ما انزل الله بها السلطان. ومن البدع البناء على القبور واتخاذ المساجد عليها لانها وسيله الشرك، واقامه الموالد والاحتفالات بالموالد لانها وسيله الشرك. لم يفعلها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا اصحابه، والخير كله باتباعه، لان الله يقول جل وعلا: والسابقون الاولون من المهاجرين والانصار ولن يتبعهم باحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. هذا عالم فأفأهم بإحسان هم الذين ساروا على نهجهم، لم يزيدوا على ذلك ولم ينقصوا، بل ساروا على نهجهم في توحيد الله والإخلاص له واتباع الشريعة وتعظيمها وترك ما نهى الله عنه من البدع وترك المعاصي والدعوة إلى توحيد الله وإلى اتباع رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم قولا وعملا. هذه طريقة السلف الصالح من الصحابة والتابعين لهم بإحسان، وهذه طريقة الشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب وطريقة أتباعه من أهل سعود وغيرهم من العلماء الذين ساروا على نهجه.
As for this appellation, Wahhabi, then this was a nickname given to him by his enemies to frighten the people away from him. For he was Muhammadi because he was Muhammad. His name is not Abdul Wahhab. He is Muhammad, the son of Abdul Wahhab. His father's name was Abdul Wahhab. So what is correct is that it be said Muhammadi, because he is Muhammad and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Muhammad, and he is from the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, his enemies from amongst those who are ignorant, or those who blind follow those who are ignorant, or those who blind follow the enemies, they named them Wahhabis out of ignorance or out of obstinance or to scare the people away from the truth. So it is not proper for the one with sound intellect to be deceived by this nickname which the enemies have named them with, saying that they are enemies to the religion, or they are enemies to Islam, or that they are from the people of innovation. All of this is falsehood. So those who they consider Wahhabis, they are callers to the truth, callers to Salafia, callers to that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon and what his companions were upon, likewise those who followed them from the Imams of Islam. So the Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab and his descendants and those who follow him up to this day of ours are callers to the Tawheed of Allah, and they call to the following of his Sharia, and they forbid from shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal, and they forbid from innovations for which Allah has sent down no authority, and from innovations which are predicated or centered around the graves, and from taking the graves as places of worship, because these are means which lead to shirk. Likewise, the establishment of feasts and celebrations in connection with birthdays, all of these are means which lead to shirk. The Prophet ﷺ did not do them, nor did the companions, and all good lies in following them, because Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ تَبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Al-Ayah. Allah Ta'ala said what it is translated to mean, the first and foremost ones from amongst the Muhajirin and the Ansar and those who follow them in goodness, then Allah Ta'ala is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. Surah At-Tawbah, verse 100. So those who follow them with Ihsan, they are those who traverse upon their methodology, not increasing upon that, nor being deficient in it. Rather, they traverse upon their methodology in the Tawheed of Allah and purity of worship for Him alone, and in following the Sharia and having respect for it, and leaving off that which Allah has forbidden from innovations, and leaving off disobedience, calling to the Tawheed of Allah and calling to the following of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in statement and in action. This is the path of the Salaf al-Salih from amongst the companions and those who follow them in goodness. And this is the path of the Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah. And it is the path of those who follow him from the family of Saud and other than them from the scholars who traverse upon his methodology.
وهكذا أتباعه من العلماء الذين ساروا على المسجد في الهند وفي الشام وفي العراق وفي مصر وفي كل مكان. فهو أتباع كثيرون في أقطار كثيرة وفي مناطق كثيرة من العالم عرفوا الحقيقة، عرفوا دعوة الطيبة من كتبهم من كتب أتباع، وأنها دعوة سلفية، دعوة إلى توحيد الله واتباع هداياته واتباع نبيه محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. فنصيحتي لكل مسلم أن يتقي الله وأن يعرف الحق بدليله، لا بالتقليد وقول الجهال واتباع الجهال، ولكن بالدليل ينظر كتب القوم، ينظر ما قرروه في الدرر السنية من كتبهم، فتح المجيد، كتاب التوحيد، كيسر العزيز الحميد، إلى غير هذا من كتبهم وردودهم، حتى يعرف الحقيقة، يعلم أنهم على الحق والهدى، وأنهم دعاة إلى توحيد الله، وإلى اتباع شريعته، وإلى ترك ما نهى الله عنه ورسوله، هذه دعوة وهابية. هذا طريق الشيخ محمد بن الوهاب رحمه الله، وهذه طريقة أتباعه وأنصاره من علماء النجد وغيرهم من أهل السعود وغيرهم.
Likewise were his followers from amongst the ulama who traversed upon his methodology in India, in Sham, in Iraq, in Egypt, and in every place. He has many followers in many different countries and many different locales throughout the Muslim world. They recognize the reality. They recognize his beautiful da'wah from his books and the books of his followers, and that it is a da'wah that is salafiyya. It is a da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the following of his sharia and to the following of his prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, my advice to every Muslim is that he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that he recognize the truth by its dalil and not by blind following, nor by the statements of the ignorant people and by following the ignorant people. However, by the dalil, by the evidence, and that he looks into the books of the people, he looks into that which they have confirmed in the book Ad-Darar As-Sinniyah, and from the book Fath al-Majid, in the book Kitab Tawheed, and in the book Taysir Al-Aziz Al-Hamid, and other than that from amongst their books and the refutations which they have compiled, until he recognizes the reality and he knows that they are upon the truth and upon guidance, and that they will call her to the Tawheed of Allah and to the following of His Sharia and to the abandonment of that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger have forbidden. This is the da'wah of the Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, and this is the path of the Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, may Allah have mercy upon him. And this is the path of those who follow them and who aided and assisted him from the scholars of Najd and other than them, and from the family of Sa'ud and others.
نسأل الله أن يثبت الجميع على الهدى وأن يصلح قلوب الجميع وأمان الجميع وأن يهدي الضال حتى يستقيم على الحق. نسأل الله أن يهدي الضالين وأن يعلم الجاهلين حتى يعلم الحق بدليله. ونسأل الله أن يهدي المتعصبين وأصحاب الهوى حتى يدعوا التعصب والهوى وحتى ينقادوا للحق ويتبعوا ما جاء في الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وينقادوه لا بالدليل لا بتقليد الجهالة وتقليد أصحاب الهوى. فالتقليد لأصحاب الهوى والتقليد للجهالة يضر ولا ينفع. فالواجب على طالب العلم أن يأخذ الحق بالدليل وينظر في كتب القوم الذين يسمع عنهم أشياء تخالف الشرع، ينظر كتبهم حتى يعرف الحقيقة بأدلتها وحتى يتكلم عن علم وعن بصيرة، لا عن تقليد زيد وعمر ونحو ذلك. نسأل الله للجميع التوفيق والهداية، ونسأل الله يصلح أحوال المسلمين جميعا في كل مكان. نسأل الله أن يمنحهم الفقه في الدين وأن يهدينا وإياهم صراطه المستقيم، وأن يمن على جميع المسلمين بالفقه في دين الله والتمسك بكتاب الله وسنة رسوله محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام والوقوف عند حدودهما، إنه سبحانه وتعالى جواد كريم.
And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make all of us firm upon guidance, and that He rectify the hearts of all of us and all of our actions, and that He guide those who are astray until they are upright upon the truth. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He guide those who are astray, and that He teach those who are ignorant until they recognize the truth by its evidences. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide those who are extreme and the followers of desires until they abandon extremism and the following of desires, and until they follow the truth, and until they follow that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come with, and they follow it with the dalil, and not by blind following the ignorant people or blind following the people of desires. For blind following of the ignorant people and blind following of the people of desires, it harms and it does not benefit. So it is obligatory upon the student of knowledge that he take to the truth with the evidence, and that he looks into the books of the people about which they hear things which oppose the legislation, and that they look into their books until they recognize the reality based upon the evidence, and until they are able to speak based upon knowledge and based upon clear insight, and not based upon following or blind following the statements of Zayd or Amr and the likes of them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the tawfiq and for guidance, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify the affairs of the Muslims all together and in every place. And we ask Allah ta'ala that He bless them to have fiqh in the religion, and that He guide us and them to the straight path, and that He bless all of the Muslims with fiqh in the religion and clinging to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and stopping short at their limits and not transgressing beyond them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is al-Jawad al-Kareem.